Hello, what is up? What is up? What a chocolate chip for the honey dip, y'all. It is time to motivate. I am your host, Rachel Hemingway, and this is Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. You know what? As you're reading this title, we're going to have another Having a Heart-to-Heart Booty Bears. This is going to be a part two. And since y'all enjoyed those wonderful sessions we have with one another, because you guys are like my family, I'm going to do another one just for y'all as well, because you know what? Y'all my Booty Bear fans. Y'all been watching me for 5 long years. Like, can you believe it's been 5 years since Booty Bear Talks, the podcast, has been created? Today is the day that I created my first episode of Booty Bear Talks and actually broadcast it all over Spotify. And then later on, went on to Apple and so forth and so forth. And honey, we're here to celebrate. Yes, baby. I got my wonderful, delicious Moscato wine. We got to cheers and toast it up. Even though I know you guys are at work right now, and you guys are at work, going to school, my teenagers, y'all can't drink this, but get yourself some root beer, some Coca-Cola, something. We're going to celebrate like this. And to my adults in the room, let's get our wine glasses together, because while you guys are watching or pretty much recording us on YouTube or whatever, it's going to be on Spotify and everything else. I said, let's do a toast together. This is for you guys, from me to you. Thank you so much for always listening and tuning in. Like I said, you have no idea how much I appreciate you so doggone much. Like you, I know I keep saying this over and over again, but you don't know how much you guys really do mean to me. I started Booty Bear Talks like out of a whim. Like I started in my own room in Brooklyn before I had this apartment here. It was just an idea that I had for a very long time. I said, I want to create my own podcast, y'all. I wanted to be raw, real, and authentic, and not sugarcoat shit and hope people could get the message what I'm trying to say, and being a Buddhist at the same time. So I'm so happy you guys are understanding and open-mindful. You have no idea. I can't get the words out of my mouth because I drunk a little goddamn wine earlier. So let's take a cheers with us together. Because child, it's a celebration. It's a celebration for both of us. It's like I created it as an idea, and this is probably created during COVID. Because when the world shut it down, I was like, hey, let's see what I can do. We had mad free time. The whole world was closed up. So let's get into what our creative side, what we were going to sit here and do. So I was just on my Instagram, just wanted to see what it was about. And voila, Anchor popped up, soon became Spotify for podcasters. And it all took off from there. And I guess everybody was really tuning in and listening to all the encouragement and all the stuff that was going on. And I started bringing up all these topics because it's some of the stuff that we were still going through in today's world nowadays. And then the unfairness and the bullshit that we all go through. But that's how, you know, that's how it started it. And by the midst of it, I wanted to really have a sit down conversation and show you like, hey, besides showing my appreciation, I want you to understand that by me releasing these episodes, it's not targeting anybody. It's also a learning curve. I want you guys to learn from my experience, from my life experience, because I am a Black and LGBTQ handsome man. I'm Black and gay at the same time. I just want you guys to learn from my perspective so you guys won't go through the same mess up that what I went through. Because I don't want nobody to go through what I had to go through. From me coming back to New York as a single gay man with little to no confidence, because I am a very shy person at times. When I'm around my close peeps, I'm very comfortable. The whole me comes all the way out. And when I am to myself, I'm really at my homebody. As you see, I'm always at home sometimes. I go out to eat and stuff. When I go out, I go out. I get to do the shimmy. I go in. I go all the way in. You have no idea. But I just want all my listeners to be their best authentic self. That was the whole purpose of me creating the podcast. Like creating Booty Bear Talks. To have these uncomfortable conversation so that we can better ourselves, because how we want to ever want to move forward, we keep ignoring the problem that's been sitting in front of us the entire time. And the more we keep like, hey, keep a closer blind eye, it's going to repeat itself. So I learned how to really like have these important conversations. And from my life experience, because I keep it real, I don't sugarcoat it. I used to be running my mouth at the mouth all the time. Now I'm older. I learned to fall back and not let things get to me. And to the point, things don't surprise me anymore because people been so like pushy and immature. And then wherever you're going through, even at work, if you're at work, just like learn to observe the room, observe the energy. You will read exactly what's going on, because that's what I've kind of been doing and been just like saying to myself and just been making sure all my peoples are good. Like when you're dead at work, you're just here to do your job and go home. I'm just here to get a paycheck and do my thing. I'm just grateful that I have supervisors and bosses that support what I do, because they see something in me. They see something that times I didn't even see in myself. And now once I started looking at myself and believing in that, I was like, oh snap, I am on the right path. I'm elevating like a Cookie Monster. The reason why we also do this, because besides learning from me, wanting you guys to win, and also I want you to always chase after your dreams, because without you all go, I can never get the words out right, but I know you guys have dreams. I do too. Like my dream is just to be an own entrepreneur and travel the world and be a flight attendant. That's what I really wanted to do. The reason why, like from my experience from that, flunking out of training and getting a chance to do it again, like to reapply, it's like I had to learn that things happen for a reason. And I just wanted to like really, even though it's in my path, in my trajectory, I had to learn to go with the turbulence and just go with the flow. It's like on every flight. That's what I had to learn. And I also wanted to like be mindful of people, because I know I curse up a god doggone storm. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, I never lie to you. But I curse a lot because I'm passionate. Sometimes I'm passionate of what I'm saying, because everything I went through, like, is by the grace of God. Even though I chant Buddhism and stuff, I chant Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. It works. Like, this practice changed my life for the better. You hear me? It changed my life for the better. Like, it got me this apartment right here. Like, I just stayed consistent with it. I still stayed on my faith and just kept going. And look, here I am. I'm over here doing what I love. And even though I'm at a job that's helped me get to where I'm at, being amazing and just like being supportive. Like if you have a group of circle of people that support you, believe in you, you have to also believe in yourself. Stick with your peoples, stick with yourselves, follow your heart. Your heart, your gut is telling you, nigga, it ain't right. Go with that gut. Cause I want you to win no matter what. I want you to win. It's been my objective. Like that's me doing all of this. I want you all guys to win. Cause if you don't win, what am I doing this for? I want to help my LGBTQ peeps out. I want to help everyone out as best way I can. I want to help my youngin' ones out there. Like be your authentic self, be that secret sauce that you are. Cause honey, look at you. You're that pretend it's a full bottle of wine. You see, you're sweet. Look at you. You got all the flavors. Picture this even up here. You're that bottle. Look at all that authenticity, the uniqueness, the happiness, the sauce that you are. Look at the flavor. Look at this. You're that wine bottle. You about to sell a rack off the shelf. Once you learn to be that unique self and they take a sip out of your wine and they know how tasty you are, honey, you on the right damn path. You own it. I always use food and wine as an example to get you guys to click in your head, like how amazing and powerful you guys are. Also, be careful of the words that you say, because I had to learn that myself, because my words can be very powerful, like spells and shit. But you got to be careful, because when you say it to yourself, it starts manifesting. It comes into life in the physical realm. You have to learn what you say. Do affirmations. My best friend, Lauren, like, got me into affirmations to help me change my thought pattern, change my negative energy into positive energy. It helps me out every single time. And like when I listen to it every morning when I'm on my way to work when I'm starting, when I'm setting up my trays, it helps me get my day started and keeps me focused on my path, because I don't got time for the distractions and the immaturity around me. So I just stay focused and stay ahead. That is how you do it. And when people start being immature and be uncomfortable, and you know, because you're comfortable in your skin, don't let people try to falter you on that one as well. Because there are times people challenge you to not be your authentic self. They say, oh, you're too much, you're too this, you're too that. Continue being too much, because you're on the right path. The right person will take you as you are. If the person don't like you, fuck them. They don't like you, fuck them. Like I say in every podcast, do they pay your bills? They are not your slave. That's like, they're not my slaves. They don't pay your bills. Be you. They don't like it? Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. You see, I'm about to be 39. I don't got time. Like, life is too short. I cherish life. Like, I'm grabbing life by the balls, bitch. We not gonna sit up here and make negative bullshit out of something. No, 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 no. We not gonna do that. We not. Like, be yourself. And nothing hurts to stay in your lane. Be your authentic self. I even follow what I say. I follow what I say, even though it be challenging as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's hard as hell. It's challenging. But then I had to sit back and be like, hey, yo, I'm on the right path. They can't stand my energy. They don't know what a man looks like that's comfortable in his sexuality, in his skin, and they get scared of it. It's nothing to be scared of. I embrace who I am. Why? Because it's something that y'all hiding that you don't know, that you know who you are, that the other niggas don't know. It's none of their business. What they think about you is none of their business. Because that's how I learned how to... It made me have thick skin. And I had if it wasn't for Lauren and Ashley and them to help me with that, boy, oh boy, I don't think I'd be where I'm at right now. But I want you guys to really listen to, like be yourself. Don't let people try to punk you. Especially if you're in a job that you don't like, still do the best way, still give it your 1,000, 110,000% what you're doing. Because you're going to need it in the long run. When you get to that dream job, you're going to be like, oh my God, I did it. Even though I'm not where I need to be right now, it's all right. We're going to gradually get there together. I was like, I'm going to say, just out of example, I want my podcast to be number one in the nation and or usually in the top 10 in around the globe. The reason why I'm going to keep manifesting it and put it out to put, keep manifesting and put it out there as best way I can, because I have to be consistent in what I do, because I know I've been kind of inconsistent because I work a lot. I'm sorry, because bills got to get paid, honey. Rent and bills got to get paid. That's why I haven't been consistent as much. But in order to do what I love to do and be with you guys and podcast as much as I want, I got to make the bread. I got to make the money. That's why I haven't been as consistent as much. But don't worry. All new episodes is coming on through. I want you to keep listening to season 4. I want you to guys leave positive comments, give our podcast a rating, like all that stuff. And like, please, like, give us a good rating. Like, you guys are the reason why I keep this show going. This is why I love how you embrace Lauren and Ashley for who they are. I know Ashley hasn't been on here as much because Ashley's been working extremely hard lately. And I've been sending all my loves and hugs to her because that's part of the podcast fam. That's part of the team. Same with Lauren. Lauren's working her booty off right now too because she appreciates y'all. She's doing her thing. But she's going to be back in the next episode. So don't even worry. But I'm doing this because... this is like our me and you time, because I love y'all. I haven't did this by myself in a minute, and I want to do it by myself a little bit more often. But the reason why I want to, I expressed that in the first part of having the heart-to-heart conversation that we had with each other, because people get it twisted all the time. Oh, he can't do it by himself. I could do it by myself. I just chose to have people on my side because I want to give a plethora of varieties of people that you can relate to besides just little old me. Because I am, you got one that's gay, you got one girl, Lauren, that's straight, and Ashley that's straight. So they both understand from, so y'all can understand from those perspectives. And to the entire, and I forgot to do a little cheers to my Buddha Bear team, my Buddha Bear fans. To Lauren, Ashley, Trees, my peoples, my supporters, Enon and them. Oh my God, to all my listeners on YouTube, my subscribers, my followers on Spotify, Apple, y'all know who y'all are. I greatly love every single one of you guys for listening to the podcast. We are getting up there on the top ranks. Like I mentioned, let's continue going up together. Let's continue sharing my podcast around. Share with your friends. Share on YouTube. Subscribe. Come on, y'all. You know you're going to get love with the Buddha Bear. We going to go to the top. Let's go to the top together. With all of us together, no one can ever really stop us. So in order for this to keep on going, let's keep winning together, all right? Because let's drink some more wine or soda. Someone young as you better drink some soda. Dobra had some little something to eat earlier. Well, I love that wine. It tastes so damn delicious. I feel so damn primpy. I'm all proper. But yes, I just wanted to make sure you guys understand where I'm coming from. I'm going to keep it raw, real, and authentic as much as I can. That's what makes my podcast, I guess that's what makes my podcast so unique, because I'm not scared to talk about it, speak it like it is. That's me, like, from all my peoples around. I've been inspired by my peoples around. They say, yo, don't sugarcoat that shit. Tell like it is. I'm going to tell like it is. Like, there's times I struggle, too. We all struggle. You know how many people laughed at my struggle, and now they're going through the same similar shit what I'm going through. Karma takes them ass whoopings. Karma gonna give them an ass whooping. Karma's like, how does it feel? And sometimes I had to look at myself, because I had to look at, why do I let people walk all over me? Because there are times I let my lack of boundaries allow them to do that to me, because I had lack of boundaries and allow them to do so. So now I learn how to, like, bring my boundaries up, so that they can learn and say, hey, yo, don't fuck with them. Don't fuck with them. Now they're catching on, because they said, we ain't going to do that to Ray Ray. Because they know what comes around goes around. But I just wanted to say that, share that up here with you guys. I know it's kind of a little short, but I know you guys are at work. I don't want to take up much of your time. But please, please, please give our amazing podcast a rating, a good rating of 5 stars. Comment, subscribe on YouTube, Ray Sell Hemingway TV, Buddha Bear. Yes, apply. I'm posting podcast episodes up on there since I've been doing video episodes now. So to all my people that love the audio, continue listening, because you guys are greatly appreciated. I love you. Meow. Always meow for me. Meow, meow, nigga. All right, y'all. I got to get going. We got to make some moves. I got to take care of some things. But until the next episode, stay tuned. All new episodes coming up very, very, very soon, all right? Hopefully by the end of this week, we're going to bring up a little bit of goodies. All right? So stay tuned to the next episode. I love you. Until now. Next time. Time to motivate, motherfuckers. Bye. Love you.